Good morning. Or for some of you, might be afternoon or evening. But wherever you are and whatever time it is, even if it's sometime in the future you're listening to this recorded, I'm sending warm wishes your way. It's such a wonderful thing to be able to practice together, to practice with others. For me it is. It's very meaningful, so a really warm welcome. A warm welcome, wherever you are. So before we formally settle in, or maybe it's part of the settling in process for our meditation, it can be really helpful to set our intention. Why are we practicing? So, not in a heavy-handed way, not in a way that feels oppressive, but in a manner that feels supportive, to just do a brief reflection. Why are we doing this meditation thing anyway? Might be something, I'm engaging in this practice so that I might discover more freedom, so that I might discover more ease, so that I might understand myself better, so that I might feel better, so that I might cultivate a refuge, a respite, get re-energized in some way. Whatever the reason might be, it can be helpful to periodically just reflect on that, put it into context of why we do this practice. And to be sure, sometimes it feels too clunky and awkward to do this reflection, and what feels most natural and easeful is just to sit. And there might be times in which doing this reflection can be a real support, can help bring us to the cushion, and when we're on the cushion, to help stay there, so to speak. I am engaging in this practice because I wish to have access to more and more freedom. And then as we begin to get settled, just taking a moment to see how the body feels. Having a general sense of how you are right now. Tuning in to the experiences of this moment. Having the intention to bring awareness to this moment. I'm sure, as many of you know, the body can be a tremendous support for feeling settled, tuning in to this moment rather than the memories of the past or fantasies of the future. So as you settle in, you might notice any sensations that are present in the body. Maybe feeling the pressure of the chair, the cushion, the bench, the bed, the couch. Feeling the pressure of whatever it is that you're sitting on against the body. Or if you're lying down, whatever you're lying on. And getting a sense of how the body feels in general. Maybe a little bit in particular with the pressure against the body and more in general. Sometimes we bring a lot of effort and expectation to what we're doing, whether it's in our daily life or in our meditation practice. And this kind of effort is often motivated by wanting and striving. Can we soften any of those kind of movements, wanting, striving? And practice in a way that feels relaxed, with a certain amount of ease. That feels sustainable. And of course, this doesn't mean cavalier or half-hearted, but with ease. Purpose. You might notice the relative ease of simply feeling the pressure points in the body, feeling the chair or cushion against the body. Simply inclining the mind. Actually, it takes very little effort. feeling whatever the hands are touching, inclining the mind that direction. We might think of awareness as having a receptive quality. It's more about receiving the experiences rather than going out and getting them. Receiving the experiences of breathing. Feeling the sensations associated with the movement of the chest or the belly, or the sensations coming in through the nose. In this way, we might notice what we sometimes call effortless effort. There's a certain effortlessness in receiving sensations. Maybe there's a little bit of effort in setting the intention, setting the direction. The intention to be aware of the sensations of breathing. Or perhaps the sensations in the body more generally. without grabbing onto them, without clinging or pushing away or pulling in. And it's natural that our minds will wander. We just very simply, gently begin again. No need to make it a problem. Wish it were different. Chastise ourselves. We just begin again. This is part of the art of practice. It's just having enough intention, a little bit of effort, but not too much. To be going a particular direction without a strong sense that I should be there by now. To find the middle way. Between aimlessness and drivenness. Between being disconnected and being tightly bound. The middle way between no effort whatsoever and extreme effort. And to recognize and appreciate that middle way can be different every moment. Letting go of the idea that there is one perfect middle way, and we just have to find it and then can relax. We're always finding the middle way. Allowing the experiences to show themselves. Rather than pouncing on them. and part of our reflection of why we practice can be not only to support our own lives, finding more freedom, finding more ease, but the lives of others, so that we can be a factor, an element of good in this world, that we can help others find more ease, more freedom, so that we practice for the benefit of all beings, everywhere.